My goodness! Is the world going to hell in a handbasket or what? It seems that the heat of summer and anger is taking us all down a very dangerous road. For all of us over here watching the escalation of hostility go on over there, it's easy to feel anger, worry, and then just try to turn it all off. I've been thinking lately, what in the world will it take to move beyond this insanity? And if it is remotely possible, how do we do it? I'm Quinn Elizabeth, and I am wandering around the West telling stories that want to be told. Recently, while missiles and airstrikes began being hurled at each other far away, I found myself at something called the Healing Moments Enlightenment Expo in Western Washington State. Imagine a place filled with mystics, guides, and teachers of many healing modalities, all who have honestly dedicated their lives to seeking their own truth and helping others do the same. They gathered in a town called Bremerton, surrounded by the serene waters of Puget Sound, and ironically also surrounded by no less than 4 military installations, including a naval shipyard, Bangor Submarine Base, which houses submarines that carry Trident nuclear weapons through the deep waters underneath the suburbia above, and a place inappropriately named Indian Island, a nuclear munitions storage facility. As I watch these open-hearted humans interact with folks from surrounding communities who are seeking guidance and balance while smack dab in the middle of the awesome power of the U.S. Defense Force, or War Force, depending on which way you look at it, an inspiration came over me. Seek answers from where you are. I reminded myself that no matter how dangerous and mean the big world is, we can always come back to center with a word or a phrase from within or from the people around us to remind us what is most important. I've heard herbalists say that the plant that can help an ailment is often within arm's reach. So with that in mind, I gathered my recording gear. And since this is broad perspectives, I began asking some female practitioners of mind, body, and spirit to share one thing that someone, or we as a collective, can do to help our world for the better. Knowing that there is an unlimited number of meaningful responses, and that wisdom usually floats just on the tip of our tongue, I didn't give them time to think about crafting an answer. So off the top of their heads, so to speak, here are a few ideas of peace from women just like you. You are listening to The Wanderer.
Stop fighting with your neighbor. Peace doesn't begin over there, it begins right here. So if you want to create a world where there's love and where there's peace, you have to be it. And the only thing that you have around you is what's around you. So you have to be the experience of that peace or love in your home, in your environment, in your neighborhood. So you become the center of it. It starts there and ends there.
One of the things that I've discovered, and I share this with women, well, people all over, is when we are living God's true gift and our blueprint, whatever that is, to go inside and find that, the energy moves outward. It comes inside, and then as we are living our gift to everyone else who was touched with our gift, it's kind of like a pay it forward when we're living our gift, because it allows other people to feel safe to activate their gift, and in turn their gift, and they share. So part of it is like ripples in a pond. If you took a stone and threw it into the center of the pond, you'd see the ripples go all the way out to the end of the pond at the shoreline. What we forget is that the energy continues even if we can't see it.
The ancient mystery teaching is that there's been three cycles phased for the planet. The first cycle we're well aware of, it was the matriarchal. And we can see it in our archaeology and in our history. The second cycle was the patriarchal, and we're just coming out of that now. And that cycle has been very productive for us on the planet. It has brought us our language, it's brought us our science, it's brought us the internet, all the great communication systems. Now we're at the end of that cycle, and we're going into a cycle called the divine union. In order to go into the cycle of divine union, woman has to come back into her full empowerment. It's really important for women in this age to help us move now from patriarchal into divine union. It's the woman has to come forward again. The pendulum has to swing a little bit back to the matriarchal, if you will. Only from the place of women have to uncover and discover who they are authentically as women in the female type of empowerment. Not emulating men, but really coming forward as women. So I think that one of the most important things that can happen on the planet right now for healing the planet, we have to start really getting along with each other from a place of we're sisters. This is the sisterhood. We have to stop fighting with each other. And the ancient mystery teaching is that when we stop fighting, our men will stop fighting. So if we want to end war, we end the war, the small wars that we fight every day with each other. We make peace. We love and honor our sisters. And with that, the planet will move forward.
I think what comes to mind off the cuff for me is that, on a real personal level, is to just keep our, clean ourselves. Clean ourselves emotionally, physically, biologically, and start from a place like that so we can communicate better and attain our own health.
I think that what we can do as a whole to improve the planet is to take on personal responsibility instead of blaming others for where we're at in life. If we accept taking on that responsibility, then it will be a lot easier for us to accept ourselves. The responsibility for where we're at in life is by the choices that we've made. And even if we choose to not choose, we're still choosing, as Dr. Phil says. To make that choice of taking on the responsibility of raising our kids right and monetary responsibility, responsibility about our addictions, then I think that the world would be a better place. It's easy to say, but acting on it is a different thing. So if we can consciously act upon being at choice and taking on responsibility, that would be awesome.
Self-responsibility and claiming our own power, and that involves being involved with our own healing, and our bodies, our minds, and our spirituality. I believe that Secret of the Grail is true, that you and the land are one. And I think as we pay attention to that ourselves and ground that in our lives, it emanates out, and I just believe that it will is making a difference. I feel that there's so much negativity about what's going on in the world's events, but as you look back, I'm 48, and as I look back on my lifetime, the paradigm has shifted. These things at this Enlightenment Expo that were 10, 15 years ago considered satanic or evil or just, you know, really negative or way out there are mainstream. They're becoming mainstream, or they already are mainstream, and I think that we're in that consciousness, and I feel, especially as women, we need to claim that and claim our power and be willing to change ourselves. And that is the key to changing the world. Change starts at home.
These healing moments were offered by, in order of appearance, Dolly May, Araya Pathwalker, Verla Wade, Amanda P., Marie Z., and Jai Deardorff. And I'm Quinn Elizabeth. You can listen to this and other Wanderer segments as podcasts at kxci.org. And you can see video segments of my travels at earthtribetv.org.